Simon, I guess that is an awful lot more like it in terms of the result. How pleased are you with the performance more than anything?
No, really pleased. You can't fault anything that we've done tonight. I think what it is tonight is an addition to how we played on the second half against Barnes on Saturday. We carried that forward. We spoke about it a lot with the players over the last couple of days and watched the game again a couple of times and basically kept on telling them to believe in what they're doing is the right thing. And it's proved that tonight. We needed to get a fast start because we wanted to get out of them and make sure that we had a tempo to our play. And you saw that early on. We had, I think, two shots cleared off the line in the space of 20 seconds or so. We're positive. We passed it quickly, created a lot of chances. And when we had to dig in, we did, because Cardiff have got some strong boys, good delivery. So we mixed the game up well. I thought we played really well with the ball. But as a team as well, we were excellent without it.
We'll get into the details in a minute, but what's the feeling in that dressing room? Is it joy, is it elation, or is it a bit of relief?
Probably all three, to be fair. Nobody's happy that with the start that we've had, and obviously there's been frustrations from everybody, but we've known what we've been trying to do. And I said after the game on Saturday that if we play like we did on Saturday, a result is round the corner, and players have maintained the belief that what we're doing all together is the right thing. We said before the game, there's only a certain group, a certain number of people that can change the run that we're on, and that's the ones within the dressing room, and go out and be positive. And we were right from the start. And you saw the effort, they committed when they had to do. They put the bodies on the line, but they were very positive with the ball and created a lot of chances. And obviously, it's very pleasing.
You always have such faith in your players. Has that vindicated tonight, that they've gone out and they've given you that performance?
Well, I'm not going to say I told you so, but I do. I trust my players. I brought them all to the football club. I know what I see every day in training. I know what they're capable of doing and everything that we're trying to do. As a staff, we're working extremely hard. Players are. That we were a group that are not sort of prima donnas. We don't think... With the finished article, we all want to keep improving the team on a daily basis and taking to match days. So, yeah, it's been a performance that we've been encouraged by over the last few weeks. I did say sort of the last few weeks that performances have been good and we've been very close to getting a result. Ultimately tonight, that's been a big positive for us, and obviously we're delighted with it.
How important was Tom Clark's goal to get things going? It seemed like they seem to visibly raise their confidence levels when the ball hit the net.
Yeah, I think the first goal is vital. I think you saw at QPR the other week when we got it, we looked very dominant from then on as well. But before that, you could see how positive we were and how confident we were. We had people getting forward with shots, and that's what we had to do. We could have been quite easy to feel sorry for ourselves and take the easy option at times, but we feel that we've got a group together now that can do things and make things happen. When you give the ball to McGeady, Robinson, you never know what's going to happen, and that's the type of players that we want. And Hugel and Doyle were tirelessly up there, fullbacks stepping in, defenders, centre-half defending when they had to do. So all them sort of things come to fruition that we've been talking about. But to get that first goal does give you a big lift, and supporters a lift as well.
How much of a compliment to Callum Robinson is it that not only he scored a terrific goal, but they had to change the way they were playing and had to change the personnel dealing with him? He was causing them so many problems.
Well, I think they probably needed to change it given how the team played. I think we knew how they were going to play. We knew that let's get the ball out to McGeady and Robinson and get into areas where we can try and hurt their back four, their back three, stroke five. But even when we went to a four, we got into positive areas and we utilised the ball well, kept it simple at times, we expressed ourselves at times, and there were some real, real positive individual performances within the teamwork. That's what we talk about. Players have gone out the team, out the 18 tonight for no fault of their own, because we just changed it around to try and win a game. And as I said earlier, the only people that were going to make a result happen was the players and the staff in that dressing room tonight.
Defensively, terrific. Clean sheet. A couple of saves for Lindegaard, but again, as a unit, they looked really solid. You must be really pleased with that.
Exactly. And we didn't want to give a goal away to one of that clean sheet. And I think Baptiste has been a strong player for us. I think he shows his experience. And there's real good competition when you look at Huntington and Wright, who've been big players for us. Billy, obviously, back from a toe injury now. It just shows you the bit of strength in depth that we've got, and we've always said that we needed that. So players come in and do a job, some go out, but they're all ready when they're called upon.
And on a day when everybody's talking about bacon, it's some cherry on the top, isn't it, from Jordan Hugill at the end now?
Well, he deserved it because of his performance, his work rate. The kid's still young, still quite raw, but he's a willing learner. We want him to do the basics well in terms of getting hold of it, bring other people into play, and then get in the box. Ultimately, when he sees the grass, he's got the power and the pace to get into it as well. And I didn't see it, to be fair. I turned round and next thing I've seen it in the back of the net. So he's telling me he's decent. I have seen it since, so I'm really pleased for him because he deserved that. And other players deserved some plaudits as well because there's some real good ones tonight.
Just finally, a mention for the atmosphere. They seemed to really build it and it really grew around the ground as the team grew in confidence.
They must have all come to watch a game then. Like, I've got a bit of tongue-in-cheek comments, what I said at the weekend, etc. But we've got to give them something to cheer about as well, without a shadow of doubt. And 90-odd% of our fans, even more, are very knowledgeable and certainly back the team. You know what I mean? So I haven't got any problems with most people. It's the scene again tonight, what we've done. And hopefully they've enjoyed it. And those that weren't here tonight, maybe they might come back.